I wake up alone. We've been together for a few months now, but I find that I could miss you rather quickly in the cold dark of night. You're becoming a writer, possessing a kind of violent brilliance that stuns me every time I read one of your pieces. Seeing you put such astonishing thoughts on paper seems incredible, like magic. You work at night, and when the mood or inspiration strikes you, you slip from my bed and answer the urge to create magnificent works. I usually lay in bed while you work, listening to the quiet clicking of the keys as you write, and then I welcome you back into my bed when the words have gone dry and you fall exhausted against the pillow. But tonight I'm restless, full of dark and brooding energy. I step from the bed and I look at the window, looking at the city and the moon. I fold my arms across my chest, enjoying the smooth satin of my short nightgown as it shifts against my cool skin, shivering a little as the lace of the edges of my low-cut nightgown nip at my arms and press against my breast. Tonight I miss you. We've both been so busy. We haven't had much time together this week. I look at the traffic under the window, and I want you badly. The channel between my thighs is aching for you. I slide my hands slowly over the slick, creamy satin and cup myself, pressing my palm against my vulva until I can feel the solidity of my pubic bone behind the soft flesh. Oh, feet. Feel the heat of my need burning me through the cloth. I cup and squeeze my left breast with my other hand, pinching the hardening, tingling nipple, tugging as you like to do. Oh, I bite out my lip, beginning to breathe harder, almost desperate for you now. Oh, I can't stand it, I want you badly. I pad down barefoot down the hall and then pause for a moment inside the doorway to your office. What a breathtaking sight. Oh, determined man leaning over your keyboard, tousled hair, blue boxers. I grin to myself. Seeing you makes my mouth water even more. I feel a flash of mischief and an urge to break your control and concentration and to distract you. I step silently across the carpet, but you notice, you hear a sound and jump and turn your head. Don't mind me, baby. Just go ahead with what you're doing. I return your smile and wrap my arms around my chest. I can wait. You nod at me and go back to your book. I smile, watching you turn back to your screen. I wait a moment. I feel my own chest expand. I tuck my chin over your shoulder, watching your fingers on the keys, and then I slowly slide my hands down to the waistband of your boxers. I feel your breath. It catches, but then returns to normal. Either you suspect nothing or you're too preoccupied with your story to pay attention. I run the tip of my tongue up the center of the back of your neck. I smile as I feel you shiver. I slip my hands into the fold of your shorts and idly stroke your cock with my thumbs. I hear the fingers stop on the keys for a moment before the soft clicking begins again. Now I wrap my single finger around you, just under the head, squeezing slightly, moving the circle slightly up and down ever so slowly. Oh, now I feel you shudder and a grin, knowing I have control over you. I don't move again until I hear you try to start typing again. I feel myself getting wetter and wanting you. I bring my hands together, trap your quietly throbbing cock between my palms, and run my hands slowly down your hard flesh, pulling back until my wrists are against your lean lower body and pushing forwards, sliding the length of my hands along the smooth skin, dragging back again, cupping my hands around you, and I slide, and I move faster. I feel your head drop back against my shoulder with a moan, and I laugh, yes, and kiss the side of your throat. You've stopped typing now, and I'm so glad that I can distract you. I look over your shoulder to watch your body react to my touch. I tighten my hands and push forward, stretching your cock before dragging it back hard, flexing and rippling my fingers against your throbbing heat, speeding up, stroking hard again. I rub my palms hard against you, swirl my fingers over and around your head, smearing the sweet bead of pre-cum over your length, easing the friction of my hands as I cup them tightly around you again. I begin to stroke roughly, thrusting forward and back, pulling against you, and lightly scoring your head with my nails every time I come to the end. I tighten my grip even more, increasing my strokes, pumping you hard and fast, dragging and moving your skin over the bone, hardcore, massaging your leg, violently squeezing, pressing into waves with my strong fingers. I drop one hand to press and massage your tightening balls, letting my other hand like a fist around your burning cock. I begin to flick my wrist hard, pulling and shoving against you. I hear you moan. I begin to flick my wrist hard, pulling and shoving against you. I hear you moan, your fingers curling over the keyboard as your hips buck involuntarily forward, yes. I feel your cock twitching, growing. I run my tongue idly along the edge of your throat. I want to milk you dry. Are you ready, baby? Oh, will you come for me? Oh, I feel my own moisture. I want to touch myself. I want to come with you, but I know you're close. I squeeze my fingers around you. I squeeze you. Oh, baby. I slide my nails. You feel my nails teasing your skin. Do you feel the pleasure? My hands. I squeeze you. I squeeze you. As I run my tongue across the edge of your throat again, I feel you burst. Into my hands. Slowly the pace of my stroking hand. With each stroke, I feel you spurt out and I want to milk you dry. I squeeze my fingers around you for every burst. I want it all to come for me. Massaging the hot fluid into your burning skin, pressing down against you. I bring up my other hand. And your shooting lessens in force, and I feel you panting and trembling. I massage your cock tenderly now, and feel the final twitches between my palms. I relax my hands, just holding you now. My face pressed against your shoulder, and I listen to you breathe. After a few moments, I release you, and I move from behind you. I leave you, and your eyes follow me. smile and make my way back down the hall to our bedroom. I stand back to the window, in front of the window, waiting, wondering if he'll come, wondering if I've distracted you enough, and it's only a slight moment later. I hear you, and then I feel your arms around me, your mouth moving to the side of my throat, your hands firmly on my thighs, dragging my short gown up. You nibble on the side of my ear. Your hand reaching around in front of me. I'm not wearing any panties. And your hand slips right into my pussy, and you feel me so wet. You say, "It's your turn, baby." Oh.